In 1888, a young tycoon from an English steel town had a vision for a great city. A city built by a steel mill on the shores of Lake Washington. To build it, Peter Kirk knew he'd need the government, private industry, and citizens all working together. And today, Kirkland has exceeded the city of Peter Kirk's expectations. It has become a community that attracts, retains, and grows a diverse and stable economic base that provides residents with the goods and services they need and the quality of life they pursue. This is one of the City Council's 10 goals, a goal Kirkland achieves through the investments of its businesses and their customers, through citizens and city initiatives, through people who know that building a great city is a joint effort that requires everyone working together.
And I try to keep it pretty simple. And so let's go.
Who doesn't want to live and work in a place that is possesses stunning natural beauty, a place that has a great environment to, whether you have a family, to raise a family, or to become part of the greater community? I mean, those things are important. And when you're trying to hire the best, the brightest, and really strong, creative people, you need to offer them something outside of just the workplace that is going to be a draw.
In the summer of 2009, Google found that something in Kirkland. Its Kirkland office, one of four throughout the nation, now employs more than 650 people. Its other main offices are in Boulder, Colorado, Mountain View, California, and Boston, Massachusetts.
I think something that really works in all of them is that they're in communities where our employees would like to live, and that's a constant theme there. They're nice places to live, they're great places to work.
And the quality of life in a town like Kirkland, with someone raising a family and being able to have a short commute and have a nice work environment, has been a real competitive advantage for these kinds of knowledge workers.
Quality of life is what lured David Despard here from Orange County at the beginning of the millennium. He brought with him FileNet, a content management company.
And so we figured, well, what competitive advantage do we have other than pay and career? Let's identify a different quality of life standard. So we were in fact the first large software development company to put a building and center its operations for development in Kirkland, because of the quality of life in Kirkland, the village feeling, the fact that people come to work and never have to leave. We're across the street from Park Place. There's Wi-Fi in the park that the city provided. You could walk downtown for lunch and be on the lake.
Businesses rely on quality of life to attract top talent. But residents, it turns out, rely on businesses to enhance their quality of life. Businesses contribute roughly 40% of the tax revenues that help support some of Kirkland's most fundamental services. Police and fire protection, maintenance of the city's 45 parks and 254 miles of roads. And they do all of this while holding down residential property taxes. During the recession, residents learned just how vital businesses are for their quality of life. When sales tax revenues plummeted by more than $4 million, city leaders had to cut service levels by 10%. And the city's quality of life, its parks, infrastructure, and planning absorbs some of the harshest cuts. Of course, economic development is more than job creation. It's also about ensuring residents have access to the range of goods and services that give their lives comfort and spontaneity. To encourage the kind of businesses that help enhance Kirkland's quality of life, the city invited David Despard and 70 other business leaders to form a new think tank called the Kirkland Business Roundtable. The roundtable's purpose is to serve as a conduit between local business and local government, to identify the barriers that discourage investment in Kirkland and the incentives that attract it. The roundtable is comprised of more than 70 business leaders deriving from an array of businesses. One of the roundtable's more recent contributions was the formation of the Founders Club.
So the Founders Club is the business community getting behind the Cross Kirkland Corridor Trail. And it's the early adopters who are wanting to add some momentum and see the value that the Cross Kirkland Corridor will add to the community. Speaking as somebody that started a business in Kirkland, It's great for the employees, the city is great for the business, easy access, but it goes beyond that. It's quality of life and standard of living. And adding that cross-corridor trail is going to increase both of those. It's going to add access, different commuting options. It's going to make it easier to attract talent. I think it's going to be great for the city.
Infrastructure improvements, such as the Cross-Kirkland Corridor, is one of the ways the city spurs economic development. Business-friendly policies and regulations are also important. In Totem Lake, for example, the city redefined zoning regulations to give developers more flexibility with their spaces. Throughout Kirkland, the city suspended portions of the transportation impact fee. For first-year startups, it waived head taxes. These efforts can have a profound impact on a business that is looking to start, stay, or expand in Kirkland. For small businesses, Kirkland offers one more incentive, the city's small business consultant, who can help with any one of a variety of tasks, such as marketing plans and sign permits, understanding codes and regulations.
I perform just general business troubleshooting for businesses in Kirkland. Most businesses in Kirkland are quite small. Many of them are single operators, either sole proprietors or LLCs with just one employee, the owner-operator model. And understandably, those folks don't have any staff.
The city's small business consultant offers this kind of help to more than 150 entrepreneurs every year. Leslie Mix was one of those. Within a year of opening a tutoring center on Northeast 85th Street, Mix's business was in trouble.
They were selling the building, then everyone was going to need to move. And we had already developed our relationship in the neighborhood. So to be booted out at that point, it was a hard blow.
One relationship Mix hadn't counted on was the relationship between her business and her local government.
When he heard we were moving, he just took us under his wing and helped us to be able to stay in Kirkland. And then he found us this spot. And he said it would be perfect, and it was perfect.
My view of economic development is you move forward or you move backward, but you can't stay where you are.
Smart, talented people have a lot of options in front of them. And so, you know, I think we're very lucky here in that we've got a great place to work and a great place to live.
Peter Kirk was right to believe in the eventual greatness of our city. And he understood that great cities aren't built by things. Great cities are built by people. People who work together with their talents and their aspirations to create the kind of place that's as ideal to live in as it is to do business in. So how do you contribute to Peter Kirk's vision? How do you use your resources and your talents to make Kirkland's economic base even more stable and more diverse?
I shop here.
Restaurants. We like several of the restaurants in town.
I hire people to do small projects. We're all within Kirkland, and the company's expanding within Kirkland, so I guess that helps economically.
Go to Hallmark for, you know, a loved one, go give them a card.
I have a business here, and I employ between 4 to 5 people, depending on the, you know, time of the year.
So maybe shopping locally in Kirkland, helping local business owners.
The result of all of this is a complete city. A city that is big enough to host one of Google's 4 national offices, but that is still neighborly enough to support pet shops and ice cream shops and bookshops. To find out how you can contribute to Kirkland's economic development, visit kirklandwa.gov.